What up? Welcome back to another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast, presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download it today and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up. It is Wednesday night, November 9th. Nuggets coming off of a nice comeback win over Indiana. But it's a crazy week in Ram country. We just have a ton to talk about. Broke down the victory for men's basketball, a nice comeback over Gardner Webb. That was Monday night. Tuesday morning, had an opportunity to speak with Adam Pillapal, the linebackers coach at CSU, but he played at Wyoming. Working on a feature about that, just his perspective, you know, what he can bring to the table as just far as, you know, preparing this team and, you know, letting them know what it means to Wyoming, but also just what to expect in this game. Obviously, the Rams have a ton of new players, you know, not really a lot of guys that have played in this rivalry game. But we did get to hear from DaQuan Jackson on Monday, and then I spoke with Henry Blackburn today. Just wanted to kind of, you know, talk to a couple of guys that have experienced what it's like to win it, what it's like to, you know, be on the losing end as well and have that team, you know, come running over on your sideline. They grab the boot, they're celebrating in your face, chanting it sucks to be a CSU Ram. Game means a lot. So obviously we'll have, you know, quite a bit of content coming out in the next couple of days as well as over the weekend. I'm going to preview that game in detail tomorrow. On this podcast, though, we're going to kind of just do an expedited version of what's happening in Agland, starting with the biggest news of the week, which is that Tom Hilbert has announced his retirement following the season. We're going to start this pod, you know, just kind of talking about his legacy and what he has been able to accomplish and just his phenomenal career. And then we'll talk about what's up next for CSU volleyball trying to snap a two-game losing streak. We've got to talk about signing day. The early period opened up for hoops today. Women's team signed a freshman. Men's team signed a pair of players as well. And we'll talk about CSU women's basketball, who kicked off the season with a 20-point beatdown of a very talented and experienced BYU team. Just a picture-perfect way to start the season. Rams were trailing at halftime, have a massive second half. Actually, it led as much as 24 in it, but end up pulling out the 20-point win. Just going to be really big for CSU's respect nationally. So we'll dive into all of that and a couple of other things. It's going to be a fun show. Real quick, NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball is back. Tip off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Check this out, though. In addition to the usual bets, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped up same game parlay. All you got to do is go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, place a stepped up same game parlay. The more legs you add, the more of a boost you can get. Again, you can boost that all the way up to 100%. The payout's bigger than ever. DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA. Certainly wish I would have placed a live bet on my Nuggets tonight when they were down big in Indiana, find a way to pull it out. The Nuggets always have a couple of those weird games where it seems like they just don't care. But what was cool about this one is they found a way to pull it out with Jokic. He had five fouls. You know, it was a testament to the depth of the roster, and I just feel like it's the type of game that the Nuggets would not have won in the past. Anyways, you know, don't be a fool like me. Don't miss out on those great opportunities to get in on the live action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code DNVR. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets when your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right. Let's get into it. The big news earlier this week, Tom Hilbert announces that he is going to be retiring at the end of the year. End of a legacy. I mean, there's a legitimate argument that he is the greatest coach in Colorado State history. I mean, the amount of success that he has had is pretty much unprecedented. Bedard of track and field has had a phenomenal career as well and also does not get the love that he deserves. But I mean, when you just look at Tom Hilbert's legacy and everything that he's accomplished, you know, statistically, it's absolutely absurd. I will talk about what he meant to Fort Collins as well, not just the winning, but, you know, being engaged in the community. As it currently stands, Hilbert currently ranks fifth among Division I coaches in career wins. He has a record of 811 and 231 in his career. 10th among active coaches in winning percentage, 0.778. All time, He is 16th in career winning percentage and 17th in career wins. So ranks in the top 20 in both of those. Not like in the Mountain West, in all of volleyball history. And to me, you know, what's really significant about those wins is, I mean, clearly the Mountain West most years was not the best competition top to bottom. But I mean, when it came to the non-conference slate, like they weren't scared of anyone. They regularly brought in Power Five opponents. They went on the road. And a lot of the time, you know, they hung with them or took them down. Like you almost can compare it to Gonzaga basketball or something. They were, you know, a smaller school, but just giant killers with a tremendous atmosphere. I mean, North Carolina, from like their official account, posted how it was like the most surreal volleyball experience any of them had ever been in, the best atmosphere that they'd ever experienced, you know, in terms of college volleyball. And that's just a huge testament to Tom Hilbert and everything that he's established. I mean, going back to 1997, at one point, they had 23 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, 23 straight. And when you do that, you know, when you win like that on a consistent basis, year after year, you know, give the people a tremendous product, obviously they're going to buy in, they're going to kind of, you know, want to come watch. There's nothing more fun than winning. But the reason that thousands, you know, packed Moby Arena every night for this program was not just because of the success. You know, it was about Tom and his genuine love for CSU, for Fort Collins, and this community. And he ingrained himself in the community, did all kinds of events in town that, you know, helped local businesses, but also gave, you know, the people an opportunity to get to know these players, you know, beyond just their athletic success. And same with Tom, but he earned that love by being consistent and, you know, by being active and just, you know, being willing to go above and beyond. I'm not the first one to suggest this, but I certainly feel like the court should be named after him at this point, and probably should have a statue too. I mean, when you think about the significance and just how rare it is for someone to have, you know, that sustained success for so long, and then stick around, because it's not like, you know, Tom couldn't have, you know, gone to a bigger school. CU came after him quite a few times. But, you know, he stayed loyal to CSU, to Fort Collins, and as a result, you know, the people have always stayed loyal to him. I just thought it was so telling this year when you play the first match of the Rocky Mountain Showdown on the volleyball court, and it's in front of like 8,000 people in Fort Collins. And then the very next night, they're playing in Boulder for like 500. And I don't; those aren't the official numbers. But you guys know what I mean. It's not the standard. You know, it's not normal to get the type of crowds that CSU has for volleyball. And if you're Hilbert, you know, back in the day when CU's coming at you and you're looking at the situation, it's like, yeah, you know, a little bit more resources at your disposal. You know, probably a little bit more money, you know, given that it's a Power Five conference. But you can't put a monetary value on just being a freaking legend. He'll be treated like royalty in Fort Collins until the day that he dies, and he's earned that. But I just think it's really cool to see, because it just really doesn't happen very much in any sports. Feels like the grass is always greener somewhere. You know, there's always the pursuit of a bigger school, a bigger paycheck, new scenery, whatever. When someone actually, you know, plants their roots and wholeheartedly invests in a community on top of having success, though, I mean, that's what college athletics is all about. It's that relationship. It's about, you know, more than just the results, but like what these teams mean to the community. I've often said, you know, there's never going to be another Sonny Lubick type in the state of Colorado, not just at CSU, but at any of these schools that, you know, means what Sonny meant to CSU. That, you know, not only won, but, you know, loved the community, you know, wouldn't have even looked elsewhere. I can say confidently there's never going to be another Tom Hilbert. I mean, 23 straight NCAA tournament appearances. We use the term GOAT too loosely in sports. You know, somebody has like an okay season now and they're the GOAT. 26 years of sustained success at a national level. That's a legacy that actually deserves to be referred to as the greatest of all time. He is the GOAT. if you're making a Mount Rushmore of CSU athletics, I mean, Hilbert and Sonny are the no-brainers, probably from McGraw. Just an insane career. And, you know, obviously there's not going to be somebody that wins on the same level as Hilbert does because it's just unprecedented. But I don't even think there's going to be a coach that means as much to their respective community as what Hilbert meant at CSU. Because again, it's far greater than just the wins and losses. It's the ultimate legacy. And it's just going to be surreal to see somebody else on the sidelines. It's going to feel so wrong. I'd highly consider promoting from within, associate head coach Emily Cohen. I just think that you need someone that truly understands, you know, what this program is, how it operates, what it means. You know, it's not just about being successful. It's about, you know, being a part of Fort Collins and truly loving this university and the people. Because if you don't have that, it's going to be glaring, especially after having a coach like Hilbert who just got it, you know, who got it on a level that maybe others just can't. But I just think promoting from within would be a really smart move, especially when you have a really, you know, great up-and-coming associate head coach on staff. Anyways, clearly one of the greatest to ever do it. Ram fans should certainly give him a proper send-off in his last couple of home matches. Have a pair of opportunities this week, Thursday night and then Saturday afternoon. How perfect would it be if this weekend Hilbert could get, you know, a win in his last regular season home match, celebrate with the community, hopefully have an awesome crowd, and then CSU football could back it up by, you know, returning the bronze boot to its rightful home. That'd be a damn good Saturday. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about CSU women's basketball picking up a big-time 20-point victory over BYU in the season opener. Got to shout out Breckenridge Brewery, though. They collabed with Never Summer to release their newest beer, Funslinger Lager. It's light, it's crushable, perfect after a day on the slopes or, you know, just chilling at the DNVR bar. Never Summer Snowboarding is based right here in Colorado, so you can't go wrong. We're all about shopping local, about repping, you know, local businesses here in the 303. You can check out the beer and you can find all of Breck's products when you go to breckbrew.com. They have the Breck Beer Locator, which will tell you the closest liquor store near you, which offers Funslinger. Remember, y'all, the best way to support us is by supporting our partners. Check out breckbrew.com and all of their epic products. Cool, cool, cool. CSU women's basketball starts the year with an 82-62 victory over BYU. BYU, a top 40 team. The Rams, you know, this was big for their respect. They hung, you know, tough in the first half, trailed by four at the break, and then just came out in the second half, put the clamps on. Great defensive effort, you know, creating all kinds of offensive opportunities. And what was awesome was it was, you know, really a team win. They had all kinds of production, seven different individuals that scored at least 6 points, five individuals in double-digit figures. McKenna Hofschild leads the way with 18 points, 9 assists. I love everything about her game. I've talked about this for a couple years now, but she's just fearless. I mean, she just goes barreling into the paint despite being, you know, smaller than everybody, but she's so quick. She's so strong on the drive. She's got a tremendous handle. And her touch and ability to finish is crazy. I mean, she is a bucket. But, you know, much like Isaiah Stevens, she really is a true point guard. Like, she can be the one out there that's, you know, scoring an ISO, that's, you know, beating people one-on-one, doing her thing. But really, I mean, she's looking to create for the entire floor. And Ryan Williams, you know, he did a great job of going out in the offseason and adding a ton of talent to this program. Cal transfer, Kaylin Crocker was second with 17 points, 5 of 7 from the floor, did a good job of getting to the free throw line as well, where she had 6 of 7 at the charity stripe. Three others finished with 10 points apiece. I feel like this is a Rams team that has the ability to score and the athleticism to, you know, really make a splash this year. And it's going to be interesting to see because they put together a pretty challenging non-conference schedule here. Got a couple of SEC games. They're going to play San Francisco. I mean, you win a couple of those, all of a sudden, you're catching eyeballs nationally. And, you know, it's just really big to be able to get some of these preseason wins because, unfortunately, you know, most years, if you don't win the Mountain West tournament, it's pretty hard to get an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament, you know, as a Mountain West school. They obviously, you know, let less teams in the field than they do on the men's side, so you have to factor that into the equation, but it's just not really a conference that is going to get the benefit of the doubt. You know, if anything, they're just going to use the conference slate against you. So you've got to do your best to stand out in these premier games when you have an opportunity. You know, BYU is a pretty solid national brand. Kind of a weird circumstance in which the Rams got to play this game. I'm pretty sure this game ended up on the schedule because BYU was supposed to play South Carolina. Then BYU volleyball had the incident where the fan was accused of, and I know they investigated it and found no evidence of that, according to BYU, but was accused of saying some racial slurs at a player on the court. South Carolina basketball decides they don't want to play BYU anymore. The Rams end up getting the game. And it's a good thing they did, because this was about as perfect of a way to start the season as you could hope for. I mean, a top 25 upset or something like that would be the only thing you could do better. But I mean, to beat a team like BYU, somebody that's talented, respected nationally, expected to, you know, contend in the WCC, it's big for your confidence. You know, you don't want to get too full of yourself right off the bat or anything like that, but definitely an encouraging start. They'll try to keep that momentum rolling Friday night when Montana comes to town. Keeping on the subject of CSU women's basketball and hoops in general, like I said, the early signing period begun for hoops today, and the women's team signed a freshman, Avery Antony, freshman out of Wisconsin. She is a 5'10 guard from Slim Prairie, Wisconsin, averaged 12.8 points, 6 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.8 steals per game as a junior. She was first team All Big 8 Conference and added honorable mention All State nod from the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. So definitely a decorated high school career thus far. We've got a quote from the press release from Ryan Williams. The Rams are extremely excited to add Avery Antony to our women's basketball program. Avery is a competitive, tough-minded young lady that has a very talented skill set. Her ability to get to the basket and score at all three levels is going to be exciting to coach. Moving things over to the men's side, they signed a pair, Rashawn Memba and Kyan Evans. Memba is older and is actually going to be coming over from the Austrian League. 6'7" frame, playing for Eskan St. Pölten basketball, currently averaging 12.2 points, 8.7 rebounds per game. And he's doing it against grown-ass men. So, I mean, it shouldn't be an adjustment for him in terms of physicality or anything like that. We've got a quote from Nico Medved. Rashawn is a versatile forward that has the skill set to play multiple positions within our offense. He's got great touch around the basket and can step out on the perimeter. He will bring a physical presence that will be felt immediately in our program. He's a young man that Ram fans will enjoy watching the next 4 years, and we look forward to getting him to Fort Collins next season. The film available of him is somewhat limited, but based on what I've seen online, I do feel pretty confidently that he's a guy that is going to be able to come in and be an immediate contributor. It feels like a classic sixth man off the bench type situation, maybe even year one. But definitely an exciting future. He's going to major in business management. Quote from him, "I feel that the coaches can help me improve in basketball and life. They have a family feel to the program and they care about you as a person." Quick little tangent here. If there's one thing that's really hard to fake on the recruiting trail, it's being genuine. And that's something that's always just been so apparent with these CSU basketball coaches. I mean, look at the Roddy situation. Like, they knew, you know, losing him in the program would be bad for CSU, but I mean, they wanted to do right by him. You know, they encouraged him to pursue his NBA career. A more selfish staff could have very easily, you know, tried to talk him into staying and being like, "Oh, you should work on this and, you know, you should do this and like give yourself a bigger guarantee." But there are no guarantees in that process. But essentially, any recruit that I've ever talked to that was being pursued by, you know, Medved, Ali, and Aaron and these guys, you know, that's the thing that they've always highlighted is just how genuine these coaches are. And even the newer coaches who I have, you know, not gotten to know quite as well as, you know, J.R. Blunt and Dave Thorson, but, you know, Cooley and Sam Jones, like those are really good guys as well. Like they just do a phenomenal job of, you know, like you said, creating that family atmosphere. The other signee for CSU men's basketball, Kyan Evans, one of the best players in the state of Missouri. Two-time All-State honoree, three-time All-Conference selection. He scored over 1,000 points, has over 400 assists out at Staley High School in Kansas City. He's also a two-time conference MVP with a ton of success on the AAU circuit, plays for Mokin Elite. They won the heralded Peach Jam title in 2022. Notable alums from his AAU team include Trey Young, Michael Porter Jr., Kennedy Chandler, and Jalen Green. We've got a quote here from Nico Medved from the press release on Kyan Evans. Kyan comes from a winning high school and AAU program. He's a lead guard that not only can shoot the ball, but can play make for others. He has a high IQ and the intangibles you look for in a point guard. We cannot wait for him to join our program. Also have a quote from Evans. I chose CSU because of the great coaching staff and the basketball family culture that has been established. I actually had Evans on the podcast back in August. I'll reshare that so you guys can check it out in case you missed it. Really humble young man. Really enjoyed getting to know him a little bit. But I'm really intrigued. I think they did a pretty good job of identifying talented individuals that are going to be able to make an impact fairly quickly, you know, for this program. And that's always great. Looking forward to Friday night, CSU men's basketball aiming to go to 2-0. Southeast Louisiana will come to town. Tip off at 7:30. That's a doubleheader, actually, because the women's team plays Montana at 5. So if you have an opportunity, maybe go to both. Rams looking to get off to a little bit better start than they did against Gardner-Webb. It was, you know, a little bit of an adjustment for sure. But, I mean, that was a team with a ton of experience. They came out through a 2-3 zone. And CSU, you know, you're missing your point guard. It's a tough spot. I was just really encouraged by how hard they played, how they flipped a switch defensively in that second half, you know, showed their immaturity and experience to an extent in that first game by, you know, letting the missed shots impact their effort on the defensive end, but they worked through it. You know, got Jackson and Cartier involved, big nights from Tanjay and Isaiah Rivera. Obviously, you know, Rivera hits the game-winning shot, but he had a bunch of key moments in that game. He had, even with like 7 minutes left, the Rams have been kind of struggling offensively. He had a key bucket to, you know, stop that, had a couple of key defensive stops, led the team in rebounding. I think he's, you know, positioned to really make a big jump this year. And, you know, you kind of forget about it just because, you know, he took a back seat in terms of spotlight these past couple seasons, but he was extremely impactful coming off the bench down the stretch last year. And, you know, he's a guy coming out of high school that, you know, all of us were super stoked about. So I'm excited to see him get that opportunity. Obviously, all of us would, you know, rather have Isaiah out there playing with this team, but I mean, it is kind of intriguing to see these other guys get an opportunity to step up and do their thing. Anyways, like I said, we'll have plenty of Border War content coming out the next couple of days, more hoops content as well. Shout out to all of you guys for continuing to support my content. You make my dreams come true. Shout out to Tom Hilbert on a legendary career. We're all going to miss you. It's going to be very weird seeing anybody, you know, hold that whistle on the sideline. One last time, make sure you use that code at DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Much love, y'all. Peace. Christmas like that.